Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having two of our friends from Israel joining us, Felice and Michael Friedson. Felice is a seasoned professional journalist, television, radio, print professional. So is Michael. She's the president and CEO of The Media Line, an American news agency based in Israel, covering the Middle East. Michael and Felice operate the Media Line there together, and I've asked them to join us today because they are currently quarantined because they flew in back home on an airplane, and so they had to quarantine themselves. They're literally at home together right now, and we'll see how that's going. By the way, folks, that's themedialine.org. Felice, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back on your program. And yes, we are in lockdown, literally. Many people are learning what it means to be shut in, but to be totally quarantined, you cannot go out of your house to get food or to pharmacy. So we've been doing a lot of delegating these days.
I see.
And it's not simple, as one can imagine, running a news agency covering the region, trying to tell the world about what's happening on a minute-by-minute basis with this virus at large.
Michael, welcome back to the show. I would ask you, how's it going being locked up in the house with your wife all the time? But I don't want to get you into trouble, because I know how literal and truthful you are, Michael. I won't get you into trouble with that. But seriously, tell me, Michael, why you guys got quarantined?
Well, first of all, I don't need the help to get in trouble. I can do that pretty well on my own.
All by yourself.
My practice. We've been working together. Every man says he works for his wife. I really do. And she's a demanding boss, so I have to be on my toes at all times.
We haven't noticed. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, so people have always asked us, how is it to work together and live together? Now we can add work, live, and quarantine together. So it's the ultimate.
We've
had a lot of practice, so we're doing a real good job of it, actually.
But you guys are locked up because you flew back home on a plane, right?
That's right. That's right. It's been about 10 days or 2 weeks since Israel made it an absolute across the board. If you travel out of the country, when you come back, you do a mandatory 14-day quarantine.
And how far are you guys into it?
Tomorrow will be half.
Half. Wow. Felice, so what's give us a report on what's going on over there. How is Israel dealing with the coronavirus?
So I think we should begin with the fact that the cases now have risen to over 2,000 within a few days. Five people have unfortunately died. You know, around the region, those numbers are going up also by the minute. What's important to note is that Israel is trying to, I think, lock everything down for multiple reasons. They feel that if they can contain it in a rapid pace, they'll have less cases later on.
Right.
It's very hard to know until we see how everything here unveils. You know, people are looking to what happened in China, what happened now in Italy, which is horrific. On the streets, you really don't hear even a pin drop. Maybe a bird, a couple of cars.
So our business is shut. Our business is shut down. Are the restaurants closed?
Everything is shuttered as of tonight. People are only allowed to go within 100 meters of their home, except for food or pharmacy. That is it.
Well, that's if you're not quarantined. If you're quarantined, you don't even get the 100 meter.
Exactly.
Inside.
So, and that's the whole. Too. That's across the country.
That's right. And the police are very aggressive. They're able to give you an immediate fine.
So basically, it's a form of martial law, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that, Michael?
I am really conflicted, to use the psychobabble terms. there are a lot of things that are happening that the government is doing here that are upsetting a lot of people. Everybody realizes the severity of the emergency, and nobody questions the fact that draconian measures have to be taken.
Yeah.
But some slaps at democracy are really kind of hard to swallow. You know, well, the kind of personal information that the courts typically don't allow.
Right.
That don't allow to be shared or being shared. So I'll give you, for instance, we got off the plane, and within minutes, we had a text on our phones, one for Felice and one for myself, giving us the instructions to call the Ministry of Health.
Wow.
And telling us what the initial things were.
Wow.
Question first popped into my mind. Well, how did they get that? They
didn't
have that.
Big brother.
Not only that, the government is trying to access credit card information as a
wow.
way of proving or establishing your whereabouts. When
that is not good. That is not
and,
good.
You know, I think back, I'll date myself here. I think back to the building of the New York State Thruway.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they promised it was going to be free after it was paid for.
Right.
They would collect tolls only until the
right.
project was finished.
That was, what, 100 years ago? And it's still collecting.
It's about 100 years ago.
Right.
But once the government gets their hands on these little ditties, try to get them back.
This is my point. This is the concern that I have, Felice. In my column this week, I made the statement that I don't know which to be the most afraid of, the coronavirus or our response to it. And on the one hand, I know we have to defeat this. On the other hand, I feel a constitutional twinge when the government tells me I have to close my business and tells my customers they can't come in my business. That's unprecedented.
So Jim, this absolutely correct. You know, there were two issues here that are ones that we have to keep an eye on. One is the fact that what is the damage that's done to all of the people that have lost jobs? The estimation is about 24 million on a global scale. It's
yeah.
huge. Now, some economies will bounce back. Israel's economy was very strong. The United States' economy was very strong. We
right.
don't know if that means it's going to take three quarters to get to the
right.
point that it turns around. But there's another angle with that everyone is missing here, too. There are many people that are confined to their homes, elderly, sick,
uh-huh.
that cannot get out. Israel's a good example here where they can't go to a doctor now.
Wow.
So if they can't, you can find people that are dying
who need
or
help
people who are
other
really
things.
Sick that need that, help that are not getting help.
That's
those
an
numbers could increase
that's
exponentially.
That's an unintended consequence. Hold on, Felice. I got to take
exactly.
a quick break. Felice and Michael Friesen, folks, the media line. .org. Put that in your list of organizations to track and keep up with. They do great work. And
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.